The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Nida daf lamed hey. We're going to be discussing now, Bez Hashem, the halachas in the context of Shiva Simei Nikiyim, of Azov, of Azova. There's halacha of Miktsas Hayom Kekuloi, which is a fascinating topic. It's, again, many areas in halacha and shas. We'll try to touch on some of the, without getting into all the different places, Nozir, over here by us, without getting into all the halacha lamaisa nafkiminis, but to try to understand the basic framework for where Miktsas Hayom Kekuloi applies or not. Let's start by introducing a few problematic details of Miktsas Hayom Kekuloi. We have by us that the part of the seventh day, not night, by the way, which itself needs a hesber, she's noki from Re'iyas Dam, part of the night, once she was, she did a bedika, besoif the sixth day, so then the beginning of the seventh day, she's noki. Why is that not enough? The halacha is only if it's mixes hayoim, the halacha is she could be teveles on the seventh day, there's enough to be noig, the shivas yimei nikiyim, mixes hayoim, she doesn't need kol hayoim. Why by night? Not why by night? You need the whole night. You need into the morning in order to be miktsas and not part of the calendar day, which includes the night. That's one question. Another question is in the way it plays itself out. Shivas Nikiyim, she could go to the mikvah on the seventh day because it's enough part of the day. Lamaisa, let's say she sees dam. We don't look at that as a new riyah. We look at that as still part of Dam that soyser her minyan Nikiyim, and she has to start again. So how do we define what the context, how do we define what her state is at 12 o'clock p.m. on the seventh day? Do we say, oh, Miktsas Hayom Kekuloi, let's say if the Netzachama was 5:45, so then by 5:46, you want to be machmir till 6 o'clock, she's already Miktsas Hayom Kekuloi. And then by 12 o'clock, she's already post Zolva state. She already went to the mikveh. She was already Mishameshes Beisa. She's post Ziva. Aybazay, the dam she sees, is something new. No, we said Soysa, the Shiva Nikiyim, and Aloha, she becomes a Zolva, and she has to go back to start again. So where's it at? Do we look at it as part of the Shiva Yomim or not? The same conundrum, the same problem plays itself out. The Gabi Avelus. Avelus, the halacha is, Achman al-Sanobish, you know from it, halacha l'maisa, but everybody knows the l'maisa on the seventh day, what we call, when are they getting up? Avelus is 7 days. The Rabbana Chazal Metakim, that on every Avelus of a close quarter of Achman al-San, Avelus is 7 days, and still in the morning of the seventh day after davening, is different minhagim, they get up, they say psukim, they walk around the block, the Avelus is over. The Avelus is over. Why? Miktsas Hayoim Kekuloi. Lemaisa, we find that the whole seventh day, Legabi other halachas, is called part of the Tkufas Avelus. Lemoshal. There's a halacha about if Kriya was performed, so which Kriyas are allowed to be sewn up. Rachmanus on the beggar that the oval did Kriya Sameis on, a father and a mother can't be sewn up. And legabi the halachas of what's called within the 7 days, legabi sewing up, the halachas, the whole 7 days. We don't say the avelus is over. We don't look at the halachas as saying that the avelus is over 25 minutes after shachris on the seventh day. How do we slice that? How do we define that? What is the definition of Miktsas Hayom Kekuloi that they could get up and they could take off their avelus shoes and they could sit on regular chairs and they could go out, they could go to work? The minig is to go to the Beis HaKvaros, but l'chayra, they don't have dinim of avelus. On the other hand, it is considered part of the Shiva Simei Avelus. The same thing is true, by the way. There's also Miktsas Hayom Kekuloi Legabi Nozer, we pointed out. A kium of nezirus into, let's say somebody was a noider, he has a neder of nezirus for 30 days, into a miktsas of the 30th day is enough. The halacha says, gadol peresar roishoy, that on the 30th day is already mekayim, then they can make the giluach, the teglachas, the karbonis, and his ois nozer. That's miktsas hayom kekula legabe pera roish, lam yom lekula, that he can make the teglachas in the middle. There's another halacha of growing long hair. Kohen Gadol is not allowed to let his hair grow long, which is looks like a sign of avelus. His hat is mechuyev to take a haircut. Lechol apach is not to let his hair grow 30 days. And the halacha over there is that the gidl of the pera includes the whole 30 days. So again, mixas yam kekuloi does work. Is it part of the 30 days? Seems to be conceptually several theories over here. So now let's try to dig in a little bit. Let's try to understand. What does it mean, mixayim kekula? Is it a joke? It's called the whole day. A day is 24 hours long. How could you look at the day as, and it's not that 16 hours is enough, because if you're in Leningrad during the summer, and the Netzach Hamo is at 1:30 a.m., so then 1:31, you have a mixayim kekula. If you happen to be in Finland during the winter, and the Netzach Hamo is 11:30, so then you have to wait till 11:31 to have mixayim kekula. So what exactly is the definition? What does the mixas hayoim do? Let's also point out that mixas hayoim kekula is not true on anything that's based on physical reality, physical phenomena, l'moshel. The Gemara says that l'gabi recognizing a dead body, in order to be made in Bezin that somebody was seen dead and buried, in order to free his wife from being an aguna, to be matter her, to get married, so the face of the mace has to be identified within 3 days. After 72 hours, halacha says that the face of the person could change and he could be mixed up for somebody else. That there's no mixas yam kekula in 3 days. That's 72 hours kipshuta. Another example: 3 days that a yoid led this is considered a choyla legabe that be mechal shabbos without even asking how she feels. Those 3 days are tali in 72 hours kipshuta. No lomdas. Also, things that are tali in teva, things that are tali in cycles of the sun and the moon, lamashal like vestas. Vestas are tali in the sun and the moon. There's no mixas yam kekula legabe defining days. What exactly is the Mixas Hayom Kekula? So here we have Rabbi Chanan in Kovetz Ha'oris, in Siman Lametes, adds another important piece, and this will start us in our understanding of what's going on over here. Mixas Hayom Kekula, he says, does not exist in a vacuum of that part of a day is the whole day. He brings an example where there's a similar concept called Ruboy Kekula. Rubai Kekule means Lamashul. Let's say we have to close up a wall, we have to enclose a place. We have a wall to close off an area that should be Rishus HaYochad Lagabi carrying on Shabbos. So we have a wall of 20 amas long. The halacha is, as long as Meruba is Oymen al Aporut, that's considered closed up. It's considered closed up if 10.1 of the amas, as long as there's no very big break, which is called a pizza, Rubai Kekule. The same halacha. We'll point out, even though they work slightly different, but the idea, the concept, is definitely the same. Shchita we had in Chulin, that one has to shecht, in order to perform shchita, one has to shecht the simonim of the neck of a behema. Cut the simon of a behema's neck, you don't have to cut through the whole simon. You have to cut through roiv. Rubai kekuloi. Now, that's Pashut, Rabbi Chanan says. Kash has been asked before Rabbi Chanan, but Rabbi Chanan is the one who puts a finger on it. That's Pashut. That you can't fill up a mikveh with 21 saw. You need 40 saw for a mikveh. Fill it up with 20.01 sawin and say, Rubai Kekuloi, what's the problem? You don't need 40. No, why? The Rabbi Chanan formulates the expression Rubai Kekuloi, but it has to be Rubai Mitoich Kuloi. When you have a whole body and a certain physical reality, a certain din has to be created on all of it, it's enough to impose that din, that metzius, that maisa, on Ruboy. The neck of the behemoth, the simen, the windpipe has to be cut. When is the pipe considered cut? It's considered cut when roiv of it is cut. When is the wall? The wall has to be closed up, the whole side of the property. When is it considered closed? When roiv of it is enclosed. Now, Shengen, if you put 20... saw in a mikveh, it's not 21 sawin of the mikveh are there. There's no mikveh. The mikveh is 40 saw. If you have a mikveh of 40 saw, you might be able to get away with certain dinim. Marshal gamimayim shuvim. Maybe there's a shita that holds that midaraisa. The water does not have to be from a natural source. The water could be even mayim shuvim. But it has to be roiv, because that would be roiv of the water in the mikveh came in with a natural source. That would already be reflective of the idea of rubai mitoich kulay. So that's the basic idea of mixas hayoim. Mixas hayoim means that a kiyum in that day is considered to be in the sky in the whole day. That means, if we ask ourselves, is an oval only an oval for 6 days plus or something? No. Is an oval for 7 days. But then there are the dinim of the avelus, which have to be niskayim. That means, the avelus itself is a personal state. The person, Rachman al-Tzlan, who lost his father, is in a state of avelus. The state of avelus engenders being mekayim certain dinim. He has to wear certain clothes. He has to do certain things. He has to sit here. He has to do that. He has to do that. The kiyum, the expression which those dinim find, it's enough to be mekayim them in the miktas hayoyim. But it has to be miktas hayoyim of the seventh day, the whole 7 days of avelus. Therefore, if we ask ourselves, when is he called an oval? Avadi is called an oval the whole 7 days. Marshal. The halach is an oval can't bring karbonis. If an oval sends karbonis to base a mikdash, the karbonis is apostle. When is he called an oval? The Rambam says all 7 days, the whole 7 days. Not when he gets up from Shiva on the morning of the seventh, the whole 7 days. Because he's an oval the whole 7 days. The same thing is true. If a woman sees dam on the seventh day, what is the Torah Mechayim? The Torah says 7 days. The Torah says there has to be 7 days of Sfiras Nikim. The actual seeing being boidik and the being clean is niskayim in a miktas of that seventh. But what is the day itself? The day itself is the seventh day of her nikim status. If she sees dam, it's sois in the minyan. It's not something else. She hasn't moved on yet. Just her din was niskayim in a miktas ayayim. Memela, the halachas that negeya, finish counting, finish checking, and then be toivel in the mikvah. That's this kind of even b'miktzas hayayin. But actually, the whole seventh day is part of the Shivas Yom the Torah defines. If she sees Dam in the middle, she says to that. Let's bring out another place where we have the same discussion or the same inyonim. We have in Shuknach and Yerideh, Tof Beis, which is Huk Savelus, nobody should know from it. In Sivkot and Hay, the Taz and the Bach have a machloikis. What about on Shabbos? Person had a seventh day on Shabbos. So Shabbos in the morning, they don't get up because they weren't sitting Shiva. There's no Avelus that's noig on Shabbos. So the Avelum are not by Avelus anymore. I figure they started sitting Shiva on Sunday. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Shabbos is the seventh day. The morning of Shabbos is already ois. Avelus mikzayim kikule. Shabbos by Mincha. An oval doesn't get an aliyah. Shabbos by Mincha can give an oval an aliyah. Machloikis, the Taz in the Bach. What's a machloikis? Interesting. Like we said, the whole seventh day is the Avelus. The dinam miktzayim kekula is how long does the oval have to keep up the nihugim, the kium of the Avelus. How long does he have to be mekayim, be in sync with the hilchos Avelus? Only a miktzas hayoyim. What about on the seventh day of Shabbos? If the seventh day is Shabbos, so he wasn't noig Avelus. So how much of the day was he noig his Avelus? None. There is no Avelus. On the other hand, we're not totally doiche avelus on Shabbos. The halacha is that dvar bitzino, avelus is noig, l'moshel. An oval doesn't learn on Shabbos. Why? Because that's not a public display of avelus, which Shabbos, Kedusha Shabbos, Kovet Shabbos, is doiche that. That's his personal, what he's doing. He's an oval. So mela, avelus proti, avelus dvar bitzino, he's not allowed to be together with his wife. Tashma Shamit is also to an oval. Tashma Shamit is also on Shabbos of Avelus, which we have every year. We shouldn't have any more. Tisha B'Av, where Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos. The Avelus B'Faresia with Deichet the Sunday. Dvarim Shabbatzino. Avelus Shabbatzino is Noig on Shabbos. And that Friday night is also B'Tashmash. In any case, so the Taz and the Bach have a machloikis whether that's called he was Noig Avelus. He was Noig Avelus on part of the day because of the Dvarim Shabbatzino. Or no, Dvarm Shemitzin is not considered a full Kim of Avelus, it's only a Mikzas. Kim of Avelus, in order to be Mekayim, the Din Mikzayim Kikuloi, he has to be Mekayim Avelus proper. He wasn't, so Mele, he still has the Din of Nihugim of Avelus, not to get an Aliyah. So Mele, even by Mincha, he doesn't get an Aliyah. The right to this, that the Nihugim of Avelus, when is the Kim of Mikzayim Kikuloi? When is that Niskayim? Only when there's a Nihug of Avelus? Is the Maramokim for that, is a Rosh and Moyen Kotten Simon Lamed Gimel, discusses these in Yonim, and he says over there, another Nafkamina La Alocha. The Alocha is that a person here is Rahman Slan, that a relative passed away, is Mukhuyiv to Rip Kriya and to Sit Shiva. If he hears after Lamed, it's called a Shmur Ruchoyke, he only sits Shiva, he rises Kriya, and he only sits shiva for an hour. What happens if he hears Be'emtza Yom Lamed? He hears Be'emtza Yom Lamed. Do we say Mixes Yom Kekul? It's already a Shmur Rechoika. Says the Rosh that since there was no, he didn't know, there was no Noyeg of Avelus, and Avelus, the Mixes Yom Kekula, is predicated on being Mekayim the Dinim of Avelus. That's the same idea. Since he didn't know, he wasn't Mekayim any Dinim of Avelus. For him, it's not a 30th day. It's his 30th day, but there's no Mixes Yom Kekula. Mixes Yom Kekula is not in the day itself. The Mixes Yom Kekula is in the Nihug, in the being Mekayim Befoil, the Dinim of that Avelus. We'll continue this discussion in the next Shem Yetz Hashem.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.